Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what up? It's Space Radio, bitch. You're listening to High Def. Wednesdays at 5:30. You already know. Yeah. Steph Long with Medusa. They don't want no lip juice. See your Girl Scout, everybody out. Cookies, I'm on that mat. So I don't speak nothing PC. I'm fly, flow, crack, pizza, nosebleed. Jesus is my hate man. God, did me right. These ain't these, but these. Sitting right. This Ooh. Ass is me. No booty shots, booty pop. No need. Got supplied it for free. Yes, a girl, I was more easy baked than Bobby. Dull face, catty bitches will get neutered and spayed if they get in my way. That's what we're in the building, and you listen to Spade. Yeah!
Yes. Yeah, people. You are listening to SpadeRadio.com. It's Mr. King's in the building. And I can see that we have the beautiful High Def is in the building too, right?
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's High Def. What's up?
What's going on?
Nothing much. How you doing?
I'm great. So, how was your party?
It was crazy.
Really? Tell the people about it a little bit.
The club reached capacity at 11:30, so the line went from one side of the club to the other side of the club, going down the street, and that's people who still wanted to get in at 11:30. Zero, ESG, Lil Kiki, and Big Pokey came through, and they performed, and it was just crazy. I had most of my family in there and some of the fans here in Austin, and I had a good time.
Wow, that's great. I'm glad to hear that you had such a good time. For those that are just tuning in, my co-host, the beautiful Miss High Def, just turned 21. What was your actual birth date? I don't know if you want to say that on the air, but...
It's on my Facebook, July 31st.
Okay. All right, July 31st. Okay. All right. And she just had a big birthday party, and, you know.
And it hasn't stopped there either. I'm having a birthday party this weekend and the next weekend after that.
Oh, wow, yeah, don't stop. Party till 22.
That sounds good.
No doubt. But for those that was waiting for Tierra Nicole to call in, she won't be able to call in today, but at least her team was kind enough to call me and give me a heads up to let me know that she wasn't going to be able to call in. She will be calling in next week, though, so we're going to have to rearrange next week's show, you know, so we can fit her in for that. I think we're supposed to be having Diamond of Crime Mob. Before we had Princess, now we're going to have Diamond. Of Crime Mob. I think she should be calling in next week. So we'll work it out. We'll see what goes on next week. But Tierra Nicole will not be calling in today. So, but shout out to the team for letting us know early.
Okay.
Most definitely. That was very professional. Shout out. You know, shout out to the team right there. So, you got any gossip or anything like that for me? No?
Gossip.
Yeah, anything? What's going on in the entertainment world right now? That's crazy. I heard about that basketball player that got killed, and they found him in the woods with the riddle with bullets or something, and they're saying that his wife did it.
Dang.
Did you hear about that?
Nuh-uh. First time hearing about that.
Yeah, there's a he's I think he was like 34. He used to play in the NBA. I think he played in the NBA for like 10 years. I forgot his name. I think his last name is Wright. I think is something Wright. And he went missing. His mother reported him missing to the police, and then they found him. He was had mad bullet holes inside of him, and they found him in the woods. Yeah, and it's, and his wife did it.
She allegedly did it. Like, you just blaming the wife.
Yeah, I know, right? Allegedly. she allegedly did it because the neighbor said that she was acting funny, like, the days before he was actually missing. His wife was acting, they said that she set a fire in the backyard, and she was yelling and screaming on the phone, screaming about money, and he was having a lot of money problems because, I guess, you know, most NBA players, when they retire, I think 60 to 70% of them go broke after, I think, 5 years after they retire.
Uh-huh.
So I guess he was part of the statistic. So he was going broke and he was having a lot of family problems and his wife was allegedly heard screaming on the phone about money and then he went missing and then they found him in the woods shot up. So it sounds like life insurance to me.
That's what it sounds like to me, too. I'm listening like, ooh, my mouth all open.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody wanted some life insurance money, and they might have set that up. But I could be wrong, you know, allegedly.
Well, we'll keep everybody posted on that because I'm going to be looking for the story on that now.
Yeah, next week I have his name and everything, and I'll give an update next week on it. But for now, let's get into Rick Ross, Aston Martin Music featuring Drake. Let's get into it. Let's go.
I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. Automatic weapons on the floor, but who can you call? My damn bitch, one who live by the code. Put this music shit aside, get it in on the road. A lot of quiet time, pink bottles of rose. Exotic red bottoms, old body glitter than gold. Following fundamentals, I'm following in a rental. I love a nasty girl who swallow what's on the menu. That money trouble up when you get it out of state. Need a new safe cause I'm running out of space. Elroy Jetson, I'm somewhere out of space.
Joe
in
Big
my
Mike.
Seat, she the one that I would take. We
into the music. This is how we do it.
Does Drake sound the same on every song? I'm not trying to disrespect.
Every single song, but people are downloading and buying it all.
I know, like, what up, man? I mean, he just sounds the same. He sounds the same on every song. Like, he don't change that auto-tune. He just keeps it on the same number every time. Whatever number that is, 65.
It's on level six. So when he gets to the point, he's like, put it on level six. So let me go.
Exactly.
In.
What a big ass.
Cut it out.
We're going to get into the Tierra Nicole. I couldn't take that Drake too much longer because every song sounds the same to me. I don't know. No disrespect to Drake. I like the way he raps, but like every whenever he sings, it just sounds the same. I don't know, his range is not really that high. He can't go too high, he can't go too low. You know what I mean?
Shout out to Young Money.
Shout out to Young Money, man. Shout out to Young Money, man. I don't know. We may have some surprises. We, you know, some people may be calling in today. Some really special guests. Someone hit me up earlier, said that he might call in. I don't want to say the name and then get people hopes up and they wait around and they don't call in. So it's a big name person, very big on the scene, hit me up a little earlier. You know, a vet in the game, and he may call in and he may not. So I'm going to leave it at that. We're going to get into Tierra Nicole, who's going to be calling in next week. We're going to Haters featuring Princess. Let's go. Prostituting for about a year, and then the guy, I guess her pimp or the guy that was pimping her, decided to get her into porn. So, that whole story to me is just real sad, you know, like,
yeah.
You know, I don't even have any words for that. I don't see how you can have such a, your father was in The Matrix, like one of the biggest films of all time. Like, you know, why would you, just using the name Fishburne, she could have done stuff, some positive stuff and made money from it. Just her name alone.
I didn't know there was a whole backstory behind it. I just knew that it was a sex tape coming out, you know? Shame.
Yeah, there's a whole story behind it. I heard, you know, like I said, he cut her off from the money. And from what I heard, now, this is allegedly, I think Montana Fishburne is a child from his first marriage. So, of course, when you get remarried and that child is not the blood child of the new mother, then a lot of people aren't so great when it comes to embracing other people's children. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think this, you know, I'm just hearing this through the grapevine. I'm hearing that she wasn't, you know, I guess Montana was living with the mother-in-law and Larry Fishburne, and the mother-in-law didn't like her. So she ended up being kicked out, and just, you know, the money was ended up being taken away from her, and she didn't have any means to survive. So I'm assuming that she wasn't going to college or doing anything positive like that. So she ended up prostituting and getting into porn. And she's only 19.
Wow.
What a horrible life. I'm sorry. Like she says, she chose to do it and she wanted to do it. But I'm sorry. In my personal opinion, that's a horrible life for a 19-year-old celebrity child. Like.
Yeah, that it really is. Like that's just real. That.
Yeah, I mean. Wow. It's sad, and I'm sorry to hear that. I heard Larry Fishburne is very upset with her, and they're not on speaking terms. A lot of people don't really know. The past 2 years, I think they haven't been speaking. So you know, this is something recent, you know, that happened between them, and it's real sad. You know, I don't see how a man can do that to his blood child. I don't see how you can let your child, you know, live on wherever she's living, on the street or with a pimp. Or I don't see how you could do that to your daughter. You know, I really don't know exactly what happened, but I would never ever do that to my child. Like my child would always be with me, especially if she was 19. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like that. Why she's not living at home with you and going to college or working or doing what the things that 19-year-olds do. You know, like prostituting? Come on. But
well,
dang.
You gotta pray for their situation, because there might be some things that are facts and there might be some things that people are just saying, but we're praying for their situation.
Most definitely, I'm going to pray. But, I wanted to get that out because I was thinking about that a little bit. So we'll lighten up the situation with some good music. Let's do it. Light it up. Jay-Z and Drake, who sounds the same on every record. We're going to hear some more of Drake and his
level 6, level 2.
Is number 6 on it? This evil empire thing is a threat. Drop it.
Primeval Empire guy is going to get shot for playing this record.
Days, getting money both ways, dirty and clean, I could use a glass of cold spades, Rolex and chauffeurs and low fades, I keep thinking how young can you die from old age, they always tell me nobody's working as hard as you, and even though I laugh it off, man, it's probably true, cause while all of my closest friends out partying, I'm just here making all the music that they party to, but party on all night, nigga, I got these new rappers nervous prom night, nigga, I grow tired of these fucking grown man liars. Storytellers, they ain't even need a campfire, but I just wanna tell the truth, before one of these haters load a couple shells and shoot, this shit feel like when Fresh Rose saw with the Sunset Park stunting hard in the yellow goose,
yeah.
And I'm a motherfucking missed target, but a target nonetheless, and I just started, was that directed at moi? Can't be, they must be talking to themselves, hold hands free. Yeah, and I'm just filling up this daily planner, getting busy cause I'm a star, no spangled banner. Jealous dudes get to talking in their music, and I just say I wrote it for your girlfriend, Kelsey Grammer. Yeah, that's what life becomes when you're doing you. Welcome to Hollywood, don't let this town ruin you. And if you pillow talking with the women that are screwing you, just know that she gon' tell another nigga when she through with you. Don't get impatient when it takes too long, trick it all even when it tastes too strong. Yeah, I gotta feel alive even if it kills me. Promise to always give you me, the real me.
Who would've thought I'd be caught in this life? Let's celebrate with a toast and get lost in tonight and make it all light up.
Hey, Guru, tell homegirl to open that H.
Wait until the sun goes down, we gon' make this bitch light up.
Ow, hoes turning heads like owls. I'm the man of the owl. Triple entendre, don't even ask me how. Con Edison floor connected to a high power. Bright lights to make your whole city light up. A trillion watt light bulb when I'm in the nightclub. I just landed in that G450, caught the Mayweather fight cause the satellite was crispy. Y'all can miss me with the money talk. The smart money's on hold, fuck what the dummies talk. I don't do too much blogging. I just run the town, I don't do too much jogging.
Evil Empire, world.
Ain't got a cigar yet. You fucking around with me and my dog, far fetched. Drake, here's how they gon' come at you. With silly rap, just trying to distract you. In disguise, in the form of a favor. The bar seeing me, watch for the traitors. I done seen it all, done it all. Why none of these dum-dums could gun them all. The summer's off, the winter too. Top down in the winter, that's what winners do. And to these niggas, I'm like Windows 7. You let them tell it, they swear that they invented you. And since no good deed go unpunished, I'm not as cool with niggas as I once was. I once was cool as the funds was. But these bright lights turn me to a monster. Sorry, mama, I promised you wouldn't change me, but I wouldn't win it slain had I remained the same me. Fuck me. Bitch, it's true. All I got is this money. Listen to.
Oh, man, he said, all I got is this money, and that'll do. He just shut a lot of people down right there. He said, I don't need nobody. I just need this pile of money, and I'm good.
A lot of people can't say that.
Exactly. He's alone. He by himself with Beyonce sitting in a room with a big pile of money. That's okay with me.
He got it all, don't he?
Definitely. All right, y'all. The dream in time. Let's go.
Someday I will love you and then Tell them niggas order 40 bottles of rosé. Fuck with a cup.
Continue to do it from hood to hood. Ghetto to ghetto, city to City.
So let's get dirty, right?
Everywhere you go, let's show out.
That life, man, you might.
I represent the Empire State.
You know, true that. Still got sand on my $100 bills, but I just left this
top. Let's go.
We go hard till we train wrecks.
Beat it.
For them foreign cars, we sell that cane wet.
J-O.
Call that dope, no, they ain't even hit they veins yet. That's just what the sniffer do. Took that, brought me a whip or two. Pop bottles in the club with my niggas and we even had a flick or two.
And
what the bitches do? Pick me two. In and out just like peekaboo. I'm like, wait, let me get a good look at you. Ow. Presto change old Cavada range old. Beam of bands, anything you can name.
What's up. Next?
Hold on. You know, 1 second. We have you, and you're from Texas, but I really don't play a lot of music from Texas. I play from the South, but not necessarily Texas. So, We gotta get some
people starting to call in from Texas. I'm on it today, starting today. I've been promoting it, but I'm gonna start promoting it heavier in Killeen and Dallas and Houston and San Antonio, everywhere. People need to start calling in.
Yeah. What artists are popping in Texas right now? Because you know, as far as underground artists that are really bubbling.
Well, I can't say Duro anymore because he's everywhere now. Underground right now, we got Spark Dog and Killeen. We got Lil Sick and the Poison
Spark
Boy.
Spark Dog, he's signed with Young Money, right?
I'm not even sure. He was signed with Green City, and that's, what's his name? Dang. Scarface?
Oh, no. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking Short Dog. Short Dog is signed with Young Money, yeah.
But it's a guy named Spark Dog and Killeen, and then here in Austin we have Lil Sick, and then there's Two Guns Up, Poison Boys, that they're doing, like, good here. And San Antonio, there's so many places here, and there's so many people that are rappers here. I got to start, like, putting the updates on State Mag, State TV, like, letting everybody know. There are some rappers here in Austin that are good.
Yeah, most definitely. I want to know what's popping out there in Texas, man, because New York, they play a lot of South music, but they don't really play any music from Texas. I don't hear any Paul Wall. I don't hear any my
Charlie
boy.
Charlie Boy's down here, too, in Texas.
Yeah, I don't hear Charlie Boy. I don't hear Trey. Trey's from there too, right?
Yeah,
Trey. Yeah, I don't hear any Trey the Truth. We don't hear that stuff, you know. They only play music from Atlanta and New York here. You know, like they play like Lil Wayne. You know, he's from. You know, they play. Who else from the South they play? Anybody that's associated with Lil Wayne, they play.
Yeah, Young Money, of course.
Yeah. Gucci Mane, they play all of that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so we get, you know, mostly on the radio here, it's really mainstream. They don't really play a lot of underground artists. So here they play the Lil Wayne, they play the Gucci Mane. The people that got the money, that's who gets the radio play. You know what I mean?
That's true. It's the politics.
yeah, the politics. So if the artist isn't really rich and we're not gonna hear nothing about them in New York because, I mean, like you said, that's the politics of the game. So definitely the underground artists. And if you're an underground artist and you're listening right now, send me your music. You know, I get a lot of music, and I don't play everything, you know. But what happened?
I said, because not everything is good. Some people might think that they just it and need to try again. I'm kidding.
Exactly. But I get a lot of music from New York. You know, I want to get, because, you know, most of the events, you know, I'm always out at events in New York, and people, you know, they know us very well in New York, so I get a lot of New York music. I get some South music, but I want to get more music from different places, like Canada. I want to get some music from Canada. I want to get some music from Chicago. You know, I want to get some music from different places, man. You know, Texas. So if you're an artist and you're not in New York and you're not in Atlanta, you know, if you're from the West Coast, you know, California, send me your music, man. I'm really interested in hearing music from other states. I want to know what you guys are doing out there. You know, the rappers aren't just from, you know, Atlanta and New York. You know, and you know, there's rappers from all over the world, and you know, I want to hear that. You know, I want to see that in my emails. You know, I don't want to just get, you know, emails from one particular group. So, for those that are listening, take note. And on that note, I'm going to get into some new J. Cole, Premeditated Murder.
That's going to be my husband.
Oh, you like J. Cole?
Yes, I do. So shout out to J. Cole.
So we're gonna have to get him on the show. I gotta make a phone call today.
Oh, don't get me being groupie on the show.
Yeah. I'm gonna get you groupied out on the show. We're gonna matter of fact, we're gonna try and get him on next week. We're gonna call my boy, my boy that he was on the show before from Asylum. He actually works with J. Cole. So I'm gonna call him and get J. Cole to call in. So,
he's gonna know I have a big crush on him. So go ahead and get into his phone.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey. Hey. Yeah. Am I changing right before your eyes? Becoming someone you don't recognize, as if I was the skies. I'm on that shit as if I was the flies. I'm touching skies, no puffin' lies. Man, these songs that I made in my bedroom and shit. Gon' finally get a nigga leg room in the whip. From a Civic to a 7, must've died and went to heaven like a passenger on 9/11. Please go find a reference. You see, I promise that I'd never change, but that was way before I made the dough and met the game. Say hello to Miss Thang, I forgot your name. She yellow, and even white women want a nigga Othello. I'm ballin' with nuggets like fuck it, I'm Carmelo. Now the crib got much room, Portobello. She drop it low and then she bust moves for the fellow. I sit your ass down like you was playing a cello. See, you niggas hate it and I levitated further. Knew I would kill the game, premeditated murder. So if it comes out, I made the best man win. No sweat like a headband.
Hey, where
man,
I'm
nigga.
From,
if you ever seen what I've seen, hey, you know it can't get no better for me. No, it can't get no better for me. Where I'm from, if you ever seen what I've seen, hey. I'ma kill the game and invite witnesses. No death penalty, I'm giving life sentences. Like keep grinding, boy, your life can change in 1 year. And even when it's dark out, the sun is shining somewhere. Yeah, look here, I paid dues, my own worst enemy. So fuck it, either way, I can't lose. 808s on myself, niggas feel me. Light skinned, so that house niggas feel me. She kept me creeping out your house, she'll kill me. Is it worth it for what's under that blouse? My heart has turned pitch black and cold. If I split with my girl, if I could get wrapped the globe, I'd give you the world. But do you love me like you used to? Even though I ain't that nigga that you used to. Yeah, remember back when I was broke, you would fix me. Do you prefer the broke me or the rich me? The broke me couldn't buy your meals, not even a value meal. Now I pay for everything, how you feel? Mixed feelings, cause now all the chicks feeling them. You gotta adapt, though, I'm never going back.
Where I'm from, if you ever seen what I've seen. Hey, you know it can't get no better for me. No, it can't get no better for me. Where I'm from, if you ever seen what I've seen. Hey, you know it can't get no better for me.
Play another one.
I'm here, I'm about to take you higher. We about to set this bitch on fire.
J. Tape Masters Inc.
Strongest lighter. You might not be the one, but you the one that I desire. Come here, I'm about to take you higher. We about to set this bitch on fire. Pour a little gas, fuck up your lighter. You might not be the one. Hey, what up, girl? Tell me how you feeling. You look sweet enough to make a nigga need a feeling. If you got a man, do that nigga need a feeling? She said, look chill, and I'm trying to make a killing. God willing, I'll be chilling on the boat, nigga. Love is a gamble, I ain't dealing with no broke nigga. Down in Miami with a super whole team, trying to bag a brother with a Super Bowl ring. Down in Dallas at the All-Star game, spitting All-Star game. Trying to get a nigga with an All-Star name. Something like James, something like Wade. If you something like Kade, you can fuck the night. Yeah, she saying fuck some nice days. What about your life savings? Won't spend a life slaving. So she graduated rich nigga wife training. And if you got money, man, ahead is amazing.
Tape Masters Inc. We've got the industry.
We about to set this bitch on fire. Pour a little gas, fuck up your lighter. You might not be the one, but you the one that I desire. Come here, I'm about to take you higher. We about to set this bitch on fire. Pour a little gas, fuck up your lighter. You might not be the one, but you the one that I desire. What up, girl? Tell me how you been. Ain't seen me since the 12th grade, even back then. Thought you was a cutie, throw your booty mad then. But you done got thicker on the nigga, goddamn. Hey, now I got a thing for you. It's been a long time coming, I should hang with you. Cause see, way back, I thought the fuck with you was impossible. Count your baby daddies now, two in the possible. You still got it, though. Yeah, you still got it, though. Girl, your body looking like a fucking pot of gold. Got your mean little walk with the model pose. You got your head dead, you got designer clothes. You still got it though, yeah, you still got it though. You got your nails dead, damn girl, you're on the road. Do you give brains, did you make the honor roll? Don't worry about your man, baby, he ain't got a note. Come in, I'm about to take you higher. We about to set this bitch on fire.
Yeah, two J. Cole joints back to back.
From behind death.
Exactly. We had Premeditated Murder, and then we had Higher. You know, hey girl, I'm going to take you higher. We about to let this. Exactly. he's going to take you higher.
Cut it out. No doubt. Look, you got me blushing a little bit.
Wow. So, we're going to get into the Shorty Low joint, man. Say Yeah. I think it got Snoop Dogg on it, if I'm not mistaken. Let's go. Power.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it, do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Scream from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess that we superhero need the same music. No one man should have all that power. The clock ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. The system broken, the school closed, the prison's open. We ain't got nothing to lose, motherfucker, we roll.
Yeah, Spade Radio, you on the line, 202. What's good? Yo, what's good, man? 202. You in the building. You online. What's up? Hello?
I'm shy.
You shy, 202? All right, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to get back into my boy Kanye West.
Yeah,
or should I get into some?
Yeah,
yeah, that's a joint right there, right?
It really is. I don't care who's sitting beside me when I'm driving. That is my joint, and I'm going to be blasting it and rapping along with him.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it, do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Scream from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess that we superhero need the same music. No one man should have all that power. The clock ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. The system broken, the school closed, the prison's open. We ain't got nothing.
Motherfucker, we rollin'. Huh? Motherfucker, we rollin'. 202,
what's going on? Yo, what up, fam? It's Prince Kennedy on the line with Lil Chucky.
Yo, what's going on, man?
What's poppin'? What it do?
How's everything going?
I'm good, I'm good, you know what I'm saying? It's working. Everybody good, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. We got High Defers on the line.
Hey,
huh?
What's up?
What's
up? Yo, so what's going on? What you got going on right now? As far as music and everything.
I'm just working, you know what I'm saying? I got the mixtape out. Charles Lee Ray. You know what I'm saying? Everybody make sure y'all get that. I got that out. I have another mixtape I'm about to drop called I Am That Feature. You know, all the features that I did with other artists. I'm just shooting a lot of videos. I'm shooting a video to every last song that's on my mixtape. I'm just getting it, you know what I mean? Just working.
Okay, that's what's up, man.
Yeah,
think I saw one of the videos. I think I saw it on WorldStar. So yeah, you're definitely grinding, man. You're doing your thing, man.
Oh yeah, already. Thank you.
No problem. So you got any shows coming up in any areas? Anything like that?
Yeah, I'm having a lot of shows everywhere, all over.
Are you eating?
No.
I have bad.
No, but I have a lot of shows all over this upcoming weekend. Next week. Anyway.
That's what's up, man. So I saw that Wayne is coming out. He's doing interviews from over there in Rikers now. He did a couple of interviews and everything. Have you been up to see him?
No, but I will be going up there next Thursday though.
Oh, okay. All right. How many times do you come to New York a lot?
No, but, you know, I love the little, I don't know what are they called, but they be having these people on the corners and these little silver thing, and they be chopping these things off, this lamb thing, if you can eat them, and I love them, so I might just send a lot of people up there, I just come out there just to get there and come back on a flight to come back home because I love the things in New York.
That's what's up, man. What are your favorite cities to chill out at? You know, like when you got downtime.
Besides Atlanta, I can say Miami and Los Angeles.
Okay. What is it about Miami you like so much?
Just the weather, and it's a lot of nice looking, fine cars out there.
Okay.
You are.
Wait, did you say fine cars?
Yeah, no, I'm just playing. Now, they have a lot of nice looking women out there. I love in both of the cities. I love, you know, Miami because, you know, that's what Wayne Stat and Stunna, my big bro Mac. And, you know, I think I can make a lot of very good music out there and in L.A.
That's what's up, man. So, you actually, you know, like, you're so young and you accomplished so much. Like, you're down with, you know, such a huge, you know, team and everything. What for someone like you, what are some of your goals, like your goals that you really want to reach? Because you've accomplished so much already. Like, what are some things that go through your head as far as things that you want to accomplish?
Well, I have a BET award. I have the Young, well, as a group, but, I want to be the first 14-year-old to have their video on 106 Park.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh. Because I don't recall anyone at this age to have a video on 106.
That's true. Definitely.
Yeah.
Like,
I got the BET award already, which I would love to get my own. I would love to be managing in a couple of years, doing movies. It's so much, you know, it's so much.
Yeah, I would think, for me, I mean, if I was in your position, for me, it would be difficult to just come up with new things to do. Like, you would, like,
yeah.
Like, the resume is so crazy, right? At four, like 14, like that's, you know.
Oh yeah. I've been all over the world. You know, not boasting and bragging, but I've been all over. I've been in a bunch of videos. I've seen a lot of things that a lot of people that have never seen. I've seen things. I know things a lot of people don't know. That don't think I know, but you know.
At 14, like being a part of that big group, like you really do stand out. Like, how do you describe your music? How would you describe it to a person?
Feel good music. Sit back, like I say, wild, feel good. You know, you can relate to it at a time, and at the time you could probably have fun. So it's not one word or one thing I can describe it as. It's so many of them.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And how was your question?
I'm still looking for the word for it though. I'm still looking for the word for it in a dictionary.
Well, you do. You make sure to call us back and let us know what it is.
Oh yeah, all right.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
So I'm sure like you probably got all of the producers and everybody on speed dial. So somebody you don't have on speed dial, who would you like to work with? Do you think you can really craft a good song with?
That's a good one. Let's see. There are a lot of producers out there.
Yeah.
Oh. What's this guy name, man? No, hold up. Let me think. Incredible.
Oh, okay.
There's this guy called Incredible. Well, I just, you know, me and my bro Nitty, we've been supposed to get some in, but, you know, we finally got one in. So Nitty B's, see, it's a lot, man. It's a lot. Eyes and Ends. Lil Wayne.
Who?
Lil Wayne. Dwayne Michael Carter.
Oh, he does beats and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to check them out. They're hot. Yeah, I'm going to give him no beat.
That's what's up, man. Most definitely. So, I'm sure that there's a lot of young guys out there that are wondering how you got in that position. If somebody was listening, and what is a piece of advice that you learned? You know, you've been around some really great hip hop minds like Lil Wayne and whatever. You know, what is something really important that you think you learned from Lil Wayne? Just like business wise.
First thing I want to say, I want to let you know on that last question with Sky Storage and also Swiss Beats. That was at the two people with the beast thing. But on this question, when you were asking about what I learned from Weezy, it's a lot. You know, his work ethic is stupid crazy. And, you know, when you go in the booth, you just put your all in it. Not just on the booth, but on stage. Yeah,
okay.
That's
the
main thing you told me.
Okay, yeah, because definitely you guys go hard, man. You know, with mixtapes dropping, mixtapes, crazy videos. Like, I don't really see people, you know, a lot of people don't really work hard like that.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are 24/7, man. New videos, new music, constantly dropping, man. And I know how difficult that is. You know, a lot of people don't realize, you know, for you guys to stay in the studio.
It's not at a point of time because that's what a lot of people are to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, it can be difficult, you know, but it can't be because that's what you love to do. You love to make music.
Do you ever have writer's block? Like, do you ever get in the studio and you can't write?
I mean, it's a point in time where I can't write. I could just, like, go in there because I record myself. And most of the time, I don't write because I'm right there. And I think, why waste time just writing? And we need to hurry up and record and move to the next thing. So it'd be some time when I just be feeling to be so hard that I'd be like, man, get out of that much. Go in there and just do it.
Okay. So you don't really write that much. But you write sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I can't say that. Because I recorded my whole mixtape. In the past, I used to. But
okay.
Nowadays, I don't.
Okay. Wow. So, like, how does that process work? You just go in the studio and just go off the top of the head? Like,
A lot of people don't really understand what I mean by freestyling and just going in the booth and just ripping without paper and pen. I don't write, so that means that, you know, like I said, I record myself. So when I get four balls, I just go in there and record it. It's not, you know, sometimes I can freestyle it, but it's not all about just freestyling and when you don't have no pad or pen. You know, if you want to go, that's what Wayne does. Wayne does that. He, you know, he thinks of something you want to record it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You make it sound really simple, but it's not that simple for a lot of people.
It's not. The way he's spitting it out, it's just like, oh, you just got to do this, this, and that, and it takes a lot of hard work, and you've accomplished a lot, man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, most definitely. When people, I'm in the studio with a lot of artists, and I see them sit there struggle with the pen for like 4 or 5 hours and don't even have one verse written.
Oh no, sometimes that happens. I mean, that happens to every artist. It happens to everybody. Sometimes you just be stuck on that. You know, sometimes it be the beginning. You be stuck on the beginning, but you got the other half of the verse, but then that's when you get stuck at the end, and you have the first half of the verse. So a lot of people just stuck at a point in time. That's what every musician, you know, a singer, a rapper, you know, everybody.
Okay. I'm sure the ladies want to know, man.
Some people might stay on one song for like 2 days. I mean, I've seen that before. But you know one thing, when you're done with that song, you know that's how you wanted that song. You ain't just rush with that song, so.
And throw it together.
Huh?
I said you don't just rush and throw it together. That's understandable.
Yeah. I mean, it's not how fast you do it. It's not about how fast you do it. It's not about how many songs you do. It's about, you know, the music that you're producing. I mean, you can have 50 songs. You know, you can have 50 songs. And if every last one of them bangers, that's cool. A lot of artists out here have 250, 300 songs, but out there 250, 300. Only about 70, 75 of them are nice. So,
yeah.
You know, so. That's what it's mainly about.
Okay. All right. So how does your family react to your success and how do they treat you any differently now than they did before?
No. I still do chores, and it's not just about that. They teach me to, you know, do it. But I don't care if you this and all that. You still gonna do it? It's not that. I love to do it. And, you know, sometimes I be asking them what do I need to do, but they don't treat me different. You know, they look at me as the same one 4 or 5 years ago when he wasn't in the South King.
Okay.
They remember me as when they gave me that nickname. So, you know, they don't look at me different, but they know when we out in the public, it's about business, you know, so.
Okay. Wow, just talking to you, man. You don't sound like a 14-year-old, man. You sound like you're much more mature than your years, man.
And you know what? I get that all the time, though. I get that all the time.
Well, I really don't think I'm talking to a 14-year-old.
man. And you know, a lot of people be thinking that Lil Chucky be lying about his age. Nah, I'm 14 years old. I can show you the birth certificate, everything. So, yeah.
I know. No matter the age, I know you got groupies coming at you crazy. Like even grown women, I know you got cougars after you too.
I don't look at them as groupies. I just look at them as fans that want to use their time wisely because you know. You only live once, and you'll never know when you might see that celebrity again. So I don't really look at them as groupies, but some of them be, you know, just taking crazy sometimes.
What type of girls do you like?
Smart, mature, kind of guard first. You know, they have to be beautiful on the inside. And, you know, when I get out of line, they make sure that they, you know, slap me on the head.
That's what's up, man. Most definitely,
yeah.
Man. So, we definitely appreciate you taking the time to call in, man. You're welcome anytime. You know, you let us know about any projects you're working on, man. Young Money's in the building.
Oh, yeah.
Just keep us updated.
You already know. Free Weezy.
Most definitely. All right, man.
Let's get it.
Before you go, tell people, you know, again, I'm sure they can Google you, but tell them where they can find you on like, Twitter and stuff like that.
I'm on Twitter, at Lil Chucky, LilChuckee. I'm trying to get 100,000 followers by the end of this month. I'm at 84K right now, so I'm trying to get to 100 by the end of this month. Follow me on Twitter.
Most definitely. Follow Lil Chucky. And we appreciate you calling in, man. Most definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Most definitely. All right, man. Have a good one.
How you do?
All right.
Good luck, fella.
No problem, man. Let me see if I got one of Lil Chucky's joints so we can get into that. I don't think I have one of his songs.
For those of y'all who are just tuning in, that was Lil Chucky of Young Money.
Yes, yes.
You were showing us all the little things on some things.
Surprise call. Young Money was in the building. Lil Chucky doing big things as usual. Got a mixtape out. Make sure you follow him on Twitter because he's trying to get 100,000 followers. And, wow, the only Young Money music I have right now, it is guess who?
Nicki Minaj or Drake.
Exactly. So we're going to get into Drake and Young Money. We out.
Them Evil Empire guys going to get shot for playing this record.
Gonna be able to play the whole song. We ran out of time, people. You got any shout outs like that?
Yeah, shout out to Spade Radio, Spade Max, Spade TV, Spade listeners. Thank y'all for listening and thank y'all for watching. Keep it up. Keep in tune to us.
Most definitely. Shout out to Young Money, Lil Chucky for calling in. We appreciate it. You never know who's going to call in the Spade Radio, man. I'm telling you. You never know.
You never know. It's crazy.
Yeah, man. It gets crazy. We out of here, man. Keep checking us out, spaderadio.com. And we out. Peace.
Peace.